This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou.
Yep, kei te whakarongo mai koutou ki Arrow FM, your community access radio station. I'm back. I'm very grateful to Veronica and Cameron for having done the program while I was away lying down and being self-indulgent. But now I'm here being self-indulgent instead. It's a real Christmas thing happening in the studio. We've got Leslie and Sue here who've got like all sorts of craftware.
Art.
So tell us a bit about this, because this is stuff that you're going to be, you've got a stall at the Morrisville Fair, right?
That's correct. We've got acrylic paintings from Sue and bottle painting and some ceramics from me. We've been busy all year making, haven't we, Sue?
Yep, doing a bit of pottery.
And enjoying ourselves. And we want to donate the profits from all of our hard work to Maston Food Bank. And we've got a stall at Morrisville Fair, Country Fair on Sunday, and we hope everyone comes along and buys our art and pottery.
Excellent. So now that our camera's interested in me at the moment, I don't know why, but when you talk again, we'd love to see some of this. So talk about, these are fabulous items. Are these things you yourselves have made or people that you know?
No, this is all of our art, except for the actual Christmas tree, which we bought to hang all my ceramics on. Everything is what we've made. Oh, except we emptied the whiskey bottle, didn't we? Before we started.
Right, so now the Morrisville Fair, when is that?
This Sunday, the 4th of December, 9 till 4 p.m. at... It's at the Clark Memorial Domain in Morrisville.
Are you Morrisville people yourselves?
No, not me.
No. We just, it's a nice country fair, families and people. It's going to be a really lovely sunny day. Lots going on for children and families, and we want to be in the middle of it.
Right. Hey, now, because our cameras are voice activated and we love to see these things, I was wondering if you could just be a little bit louder, because for some reason it's just on me at the moment, and there are trees and, as you say, the lovely whiskey bottle that you emptied ahead of time and ceramic dishes and things. So tell us a bit about what goes into these pieces.
Well, the painting is a little one of a dish of strawberries. It's one I've been working on lately. And the bottles, well, we sort of got together and painted them. Took quite a bit of effort to empty a dozen bottles of gin and whiskey and whatnot, but we did it. And so those are solar lights on the side, so you'll be able to put the bottles on the table outside this Christmas. And we've got, I've got a few more paintings here.
Grab them. Let's have a look.
Okay. This one is just one that's it's more of a resin sort of art. It's just supposed to be a flower. And this one is a beach scene. Pretty. So it's just done in acrylics. And this one here is a bit of a mixed media thing. So it's birds and whatnot. So I sort of like trying all sorts of different mediums, and I'm a self-taught artist.
And yet, you know, there's so much going on there. The way you've used the colours is just wonderful.
Beautiful. And the detail and the feathering is stunning.
Oh, thanks. So that's a little bit about me and my art.
Yep.
What about you and your art, Leslie?
I love pottery, and so I make all sorts of things in pottery. So obviously Christmas decorations has been my I've been busy on for the last few months, making stars and holly leaves with holly berries on, and baubles, and things just to, and I put some lights on just to light my tree up, just to show it off. So, yep. Hopefully people will love my decorations, all handmade, and want to buy. Now, I make a lot of bowls, and obviously I make the bowls. I've got my own little kiln and glazes, and I shape the bowls however. Quirky is my the way forward with me. Everything's different.
You say you shape them however. How do you get them into those beautiful shapes?
Well, sometimes I might use a, to start off to get the inside nice and smooth, I might use a tennis ball. Or a squash ball, but or a bow, just to get that, and then the rest of it happens with a piece of clay. When you get a ball of clay in your hands, it just tells you what it wants to be, and that's how it goes along. So sometimes I make a mermaid for my pond, or a fish for the pond, or an octopus, or a bird feeder, or a bee drinker. It just happens.
And I love that idea beautiful. That the clay tells you what it wants to be.
That's right.
It's like some sculptors apparently say, you know, you confront some marble and your job is to reveal the artwork inside it.
Yeah.
And how do you do the glaze within? Like, look at how beautiful this is.
Thank you. Yeah. So the colour in here is a peacock, speckled peacock. And I managed to get the glaze from a very special lady in Auckland. She shares with people she likes. And then that's just a plain blue glaze on the bottom because I like the contrast. Yes. And then I have a really nice thick clear glaze so that it's food safe. So if I wanted to put my fudge or nuts or something in to use for my, you know, entertaining, it's food safe because it's not permeable.
Perfect.
Yep. So if you've got things that you're not necessarily going to put food in, you don't have to have the real clear glaze. But if you are, you must because it can go inside and cause problems. But yeah, and so if you want a matte finish, which was not necessarily a food safe, but it's nicer, it's a different texture and it gives off a different feel.
You can pop some pretty Christmas baubles in there
or
something.
Yes, you could. That's right. Or some potpourri or something like that. Yes.
Multi-purpose.
That's it, multi-purpose.
And I see your tree's got a little kind of battery pack along with it.
Yes, one of these gracious things from over the seas to light up my little tree just to show off all the colours. And I loved making these. I made hundreds of them for the fair. It's a holly leaf, and I've put a couple of berries on it and glazed it.
So apart from the tree, you'll have lots of individual decorations and things.
We have individual decorations. We've got other things, but obviously we couldn't bring a whole lot here. And we will be at Morrisville Fair, and we've got a lucky dip for the kids, haven't we?
Yep.
And what else is?
Few plants, been potting up plants and things to get. Seedlings. So you might be able to put them in different dishes or whatever.
That's right.
Now the elephants in the room are your glasses. These are your artworks too.
Leslie, she's multi-talented.
Yeah. I couldn't just leave them like they were. I thought I'll treat Sue to a nice pair of green glasses, but I thought I had to embellish.
I love the fact that they're so big you can wear your own glasses underneath them.
Yes, I couldn't read if I couldn't do that.
No.
Yeah. and we want everyone to have fun on Sunday. Sorry, but
That's all right. I was just wondering, so you said that all of your profits are being donated to the Masterton Food Bank.
Correct.
Where did that idea come from?
Well, thank you for asking that. I've been cooking for the I was cooking for the Good Bitches, which are, as you probably know, but I've been overseas for quite a while. So anyway, when I came back, I thought I'll keep cooking for the food bank. So once a week, I take in cakes and biscuits. And they're always so very grateful for everything anyone can take in to help. And I always make Christmas cakes, little ones, individual ones for people at Christmas. And I was just thinking it's going to be harder this Christmas than ever for lots of people. They need more help. So that's what Sue and I decided to do.
Yeah, good on you. These are difficult times, and I agree that this is going to be a hard Christmas for many families.
Yeah. So all we can do, and I think sometimes just anything anyone can do, every little helps. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's right. Charity begins at home. Mm. Think locally, act... what is that? Think globally, act locally.
Yep. That's how we rock.
Yeah. So just in case people have forgotten because they've been bedazzled by this array of craft work and art, when is the Morrisville Fair? When to turn up? Where to go?
Well, from 9 till 4 this Sunday at the Morrisville Park. You'll see the stream of traffic, if it's anything like any
other. People coming over from Wellington. Over there. Yeah.
Yeah, from all around anyway. And so, you know, it'll be great.
Good. Yep. Now, look, we could stare at your artwork all day, but there are a few other things to do. Before we say goodbye and thank you, is there anything that we've missed? Is there anything crucial that you wish to add?
No, I think we've said everything. Thank you very much for having us along. We would have brought loads more to show you, but you obviously don't have the space.
We can cope, but...
Yeah, well, next year maybe you could give us some help emptying whiskey bottles for our...
Okay, yeah, a little prep.
For our solar lights. Thanks so much.
All right, well, it's been great having you with us. We'll go to a piece of music and then continue with a few other things that are happening. People will be aware that Christine McVie died recently. She was in Fleetwood Mac. And I thought I'd play a bit of music from before she was in Fleetwood Mac. Chicken Shack was a band, her first band, I believe. And this is I'd Rather Go Blind Than Wear Those Sunglasses. All right. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So here we are, it's us back again. Our guests have gone, so it's just me and Cameron. What else is happening during the weekend and the whole week? As you know, all the farmers markets are happening. Wairarapa Farmers Market at Solway Showgrounds.
When the stakes are high at work, your tone
Saturday,
matters.
9 o'clock.
Grammarly's advanced
Sunday,
tone suggestions can
farmers
help.
Market in
because
Carthage,
when you write with just the right confidence,
the Great Town Country
you can
Market
any challenge to move your project
on
forward.
Sunday. And there are weekly pop-up food trucks at Queen Elizabeth Skate Park every Saturday from 10 until 2.
Grammarly's advanced tone suggestions can help you find just the right personable tone to motivate and build trust with your team.
And there are musicians there too. That's 4 o'clock on Thursday. Now, look, here's Veronica. Oh, okay. How long has it been going? All right, interesting technical things happening.
Tone suggestions can help you find just the right positive tone to close that important deal.
And now we'll see how that goes.
Yes, getting the tone just right can help move your project forward. When you write it just right.
Which is not always what you want. So, because it's the Martinborough Fair this weekend, don't forget that you can also go to the farmer's market. Thank you, Veronica. We're back on. We're normal. I've always wanted to be normal.
It's never happened for me. Does anyone have a handbook or a guide that I can borrow?
I think there probably it is in the essence of normality and normalcy that there would be a guide, because that's what being normal is like, eh?
It's true.
So there will be a handbook for you. We'll look it up.
Seems like it wouldn't be an investment, though.
No.
Might be a bit boring.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, so the Martinborough Fair is on this weekend. Why have I not got a notice about that? But don't forget, you can still go to the farmers market, the Wairarapa Farmers Market, and they want you to know that the Whakawori Ori Scout Group will be fundraising for their jamboree there, and all the usual stuff happening. And I think there's something else. Yes, they're running another Young Makers Growers Market. So this is young people who create and want to make money to come along to the special market, which is this Saturday. What else? You've got some stuff about what's happening at Aotearoa, I believe, Cameron.
I do. I've got a couple of new exhibitions going on. I've got one called Look Closely and Tell Me What You See, and I think we discussed this last week, but it begins Thursday, 1st of December, so yesterday it started, and it talks about how in this day and age, we're bombarded with images that make us kind of immune to what we see. And these photographs, the captions give them clues on how to read them. And if you look closely, you find what they're talking about beyond the subject of the photo. And they want you to see details that you wouldn't notice. They say some photographs document the world around us, some remind us of who we are, and some are political statements, and there are some to challenge what we see in seeing. This exhibition, we invite you to actively engage with the images, to look and think about what you're looking at. Notice what you haven't seen before. So I think that's a really interesting idea that they've come up with, to look beyond look beyond face value, essentially. Up next, we've got Dursley's Gardens Little Jewels at the Aotearoa Wairarapa Museum of Art and History. Little Jewels is our popular biennial fundraiser organised by the Friends of Aotearoa and sponsored by Dursley Gardens. Established artists with an international reputation as well as emerging artists have contributed a total of 130 works for the exhibition, with all pieces for sale through a silent auction. And the silent auction is on Friday, the 4th of November at 5:30 p.m. at Aotearoa. We've got next week, we've got Julia Teal Koha and Presenting Plentitude. So Auckland-based installation artist Julie Teal presents the viewer with gifts, a year's worth found donated objects within architecture or painted builder's scrap are assembled to create an exhibition that asks us to appreciate the value in everything that surrounds us, even the most insignificant item, event, or experience. And visitors are invited to participate in the presentation by adding small gifts of found objects, and they want you to find the perfect space to place your koha. And they want you to acknowledge beauty found in relationships that connect us and objects in the world, which I think is beautiful.
Yes, fascinating, yeah.
Looking at the relationships that we build just from one small thing.
Mm. Each object contains worlds.
Yes.
I think it was Hamlet, didn't he say, the universe contained within a nutshell?
Yes, it was one of the Shakespearean works.
I think it was Hamlet, but it's not a perfect, I didn't get the quote perfectly, but that was the gist of it.
Yeah. We've got Rafanokiga King Street Artworks celebrating 25 years, also at Aotearoa. And then, got too many pieces of paper here, Michael.
Shall we have a bit of music then?
Possibly.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea there.
Because we're heading into the festive season and, you know, things are going woohoo and yee and et cetera, I thought I'd play Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles, because that's very kind of...
very, you know, Christmassy.
Roll up! So here it is. Our lads. So that's the Beatles, the Magical Mystery Tour, and let's continue with the mystery tour that is events in the Wairarapa.
Yeah.
What else you got?
We have got the Wairarapa Brick Show, and this is a one-day only exhibit on Sunday, 4th of December, 10:30 till 4, in the Trade One Hall at Solway Showgrounds. And there is Lego Master New Zealand winners Glenn Knight, Jake Ruse, they're the special guests. Retail shop, play tables with bulk Lego, raffles, competitions, and they say very strongly, bring cash.
This one has got a charitable...
Yes, it does. Yep. This event is a fundraiser for Alzheimer's Wairarapa and Autism Wairarapa. Sensory Hour, with a more comfortable environment for children and adults with sensory differences,
yeah,
will run from 9:30 to 10:30 and is available through reservation only by emailing Tracy at autismwairarapa.co.nz. And if you want that email, feel free to email us at arrow for information.
Yeah, not everybody's ready to write down phone numbers and things when we say them, yeah.
I think that's a really really nice thing that they're doing for the sensory hour. I think that more people should be offering that for other people that need it. Mm. Danny Vick South School is offering positive parenting programs Tuesday, 6th of December, 7 till 9 p.m. And creating your parenting plan in time for Christmas. And they are free sessions that provide an opportunity for parents and caregivers to find solutions to common parenting issues. And they say this is ideal for parents aged 2.5 to 9 years.
Presumably not the parents.
No, I hope not. They've got a couple of sessions. They've got dealing with disobedience, hassle-free mealtimes with children, managing fighting and aggression, and developing good bedtime routines. And
it's a huge job being a parent.
It is, and I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. the address is Danny Vick South School staff room, and to contact Tararua Reap if you're interested. Mm. And it's also happening on Tuesday, 6th of December.
Right. Hey, while we're in Dannevirk, they're lifting a time capsule.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Yes.
At Hall Street in Dannevirk. So they're lifting to see what was put in it when it was put down at the 125th year celebrations of European settlement. That doesn't tell us when it was put down.
Yes.
What if it was like
Two years ago.
Yeah. So I don't know. But they need ideas now of what to put in it when they put it back down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting things since then, I hope. It was more than 25 years ago.
I think this would be a very interesting time to say, hey, what was it like to live in the era of Trumpism, conspiracy theories, anti-vaccination, Ukraine war?
Nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
Coronavirus.
All right, so that's Dannevirk.
I've actually got one more for Dannevirk.
Go.
We've got Chapter Chat at Dannevirk Library, Thursday, 8th of December, 10:30 till 11:30. And they want other keen bookworms to come tell your community about the treasures you've found. And they would like to invite everyone to their book club at the Dannevirk Library. And they'd like you to bring along a book that you'd recommend or discuss. And masks are required to be worn, please. Light refreshments are available.
Yeah, no, I saw that. And it said that as we're under the orange traffic light, I'm not even sure that we are still under orange.
Well,
bring a mask just in case. I still have a mask. I've got masks all over the place, in pockets and bags.
In cars, everywhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll put on a jacket I haven't worn for a while and there'll be a mask in there, and it makes my life so much easier because I don't have to buy one.
Yeah, not quite as good as finding a $10 note that you'd forgotten about. But anyway.
But it does make it easier sometimes.
Yeah.
And then one last notice from me is the Masterton Community Christmas Tree. And this is a great way to give back to your community. Masterton Lands Trust has partnered with Eastwood Motor Group to help local families in need. The Community Christmas Tree is a fantastic opportunity to support families that need a helping hand. If you're local, please spread the word, and you're welcome to drop into the Masterton Lands Trust offices with a wrapped gift for the Community Christmas Tree. And if you live a bit further afield, then donations of vouchers would be gratefully accepted and appreciated. And that is the 1st to the 20th of December, and they are open from 9 till 5 p.m.
Great. Hey, just let you know that it's the St. Mark's Christmas car boot sale on the 3rd, i.e. Saturday. I'm picking it'll be somewhere near St. Mark's. It's the little parish bookshop in the church hall. So the cost of a stall, if you want to have one, is $10. So get in touch with St. Mark's Church if you do. But the rest of you, turn up tomorrow morning, 9 until noon, for the car boot sale with all the things that people can stuff into car boots. I'll just see if there's anything else we've got. Oh, yeah, the Carterton Community Choir are holding a Christmas concert on Thursday the 15th of December. So I'll probably reiterate that. We'll probably remind people next week. It's held at the Carterton Primary School. So I don't know about you. I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Okay. Well, we got nothing. We're out of here. We really booted it along this morning because Marina's back from having got married, and she's bringing her dad and her cousin with her. And I don't think her dad speaks English. So I've just worked out how to say I'm pleased to meet you in Portuguese. All right.
Was that a bit of work or was it quite easy?
Google Translate.
Would you like to give us a demonstration?
Well, I think they're out there. I don't want to blow it.
Oh, true, true. Yeah. got to keep your secrets to yourself, I suppose.
Well, you know, then he'll know that I've just got it, you know, from Google Translate.
That might be slightly offensive to him.
Possibly. All right. Hey, it's been great co-hosting with you, Cameron.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Next week?
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Great. All right. That's all we've got and all we've got time for because we're busy people. There's stuff to do. All right. You too. You go and do that thing that you need to do. And don't forget all the fabulous things that are happening in the region. So it's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from her.
Goodbye from me.
See ya.